702 Afternoons with Relebogile Mabotja. Live streaming countrywide on the Prime Media Plus app. DSTV Channel 856, 92.7 and 106 FM.
So instant noodles consumption has risen significantly with 121.2 billion servings consumed globally. And this was done year before last. Now, the most fascinating thing is there is a group which is monitoring the usage of instant noodles, where you've got China being the top consumer, India being in the top five as well because of its appeal to a wider range of consumers. But we're also starting to see that the increase has been happening in Nigeria, Japan, and other countries as well. Now, the reason this got me thinking about, and I refer to it as a poverty meal for the following reasons. When we were in boarding school, that was the simplest and easiest thing to have in your locker or in your cupboard because it was so cheap and it didn't need much. You could just put boiling water over it, leave it to soak, and then heat it up in the microwave or however it is. We didn't have access to stoves at the time. And I've shared before how my sister can't stand noodles because they just represent that period in our lives of being in boarding school. And I still love noodles. And there are certain things that, irrelevant of how poverty meal they would be, I still have them. And I probably will still make them. So I'll give an example. There's something we used to have at boarding school called poor man's pizza. Poor man's pizza would be given to us for lunch. Or I think sometimes for breakfast, I can't recall. But what it would be a slice of toast, like, and they'd put cheese and a bit of tomato sauce and then like Italian herbs and spices over it. And then it goes into the oven and it's a poor man's pizza. These are some of the things that we would be fed, or Welsh rarebit. So there are certain meals. And it's quite a personal thing. Not everybody's, you know, poverty meals are the same. It depends on how you grew up, or they represent a period in your life that you might not want to reenact. Now, I don't have meals specifically that I would never not eat again. I know that one meal I used to eat a lot growing up that I don't eat much at the moment, and not because it's a poverty meal, but because my tolerance for milk is not the same. I used to eat Papa Galebese or Papa and milk. I also used to eat rice and milk a lot when I was... Why are you judging me, Abel? Yes, I used to eat rice and milk. Don't judge me. That was... My parents would be going to a buffet saying, what do you want to eat? And I'd say, rice and milk. And just my tolerance for milk is just not the same as what it used to be. But tell me about your poverty meals. Have you stopped them? Oh, another one was tinned beef. Tinned beef, which actually sometimes is mixed with pork, was something that they would make for us at boarding school. And they'd make it in like a tomato and onion kind of a situation, and you'd have it on your bread or your toast. And my sister, because we were also at the same boarding school, she cannot stand it. She doesn't understand why I have it in my house. She's like, listen, you're successful. You don't have to do this anymore. Get rid of the noodles. And interestingly enough, my son also now is just obsessed with noodles. It's a quick and easy meal that you can do and get away with. So what is your poverty meal? Are you into noodles? Did you, you know, over the last few years get obsessed with noodles? Is it a financial thing? Is it a convenience thing? And no matter how rich you get, what is that meal you will never let go of? And now that you're doing better in life, what is the meal, the poverty meal that you will never touch, like ever? You're just like, I can't, because it reminds me of a time when we were struggling. It could be bones and cabbage. I'm in a financial position to buy meat and to even buy oxtail and make oxtail soup. But do you know how nice soup with bones is, guys? Do you know how nice soup with bones is. Give us a call, 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebo Gile Mabotja.
18 minutes after 1 o'clock, we take your calls on 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702, as we are talking about poverty meals. What are those poverty meals that you'll never stop eating, no matter how rich you become, the ones that you will never look at again? Maybe how difficult it becomes, and what made it your poverty meal? Does it represent a time in your life that you don't want to remember? For me, all my inadverted commas poverty meals are quite linked to boarding school time and maybe periods in my life at the beginning of my career when things were rough and I just refused to call for help at home. Those are the poverty meals. And yes, I still buy bones for soup. I'm not buying oxtail for soup. There are things in me I think I will still be very, in inverted commas, cheap about. And I'm saying in inverted commas because I'm saying I'll buy bones. But maybe I'll go to Woolies because their bones have na manyana. You know, they've just got that little bit of, you want to be able to do that. On Facebook, we've got some people sharing their poverty meals that they will never let go of, no matter how rich they become. Champlain Connie says banana and cheese sandwich. What? People eat banana and cheese on a sandwich? Is it the first time I've heard of banana and cheese sandwich? Nolutando says beans and rice. Kim says peanut butter toast. Abo says an all-time fave is mpoh. Oh, no, but they didn't spell this crap. Papa ka nkomazi. Kingly says fried eggs, rice, and tomato sauce. Fried eggs and rice and tomato sauce. Okay. Olifant says all the food made by me, I will still eat. Kim says bean curry. Dineo says kota and papa and amasi. Here are some of your voice notes.
For me, poor man's meal is just about anything that comes in a tin. If it comes in a tin, whether it's tinned fish, tinned beans, tinned meat, if it comes in a tin, especially tinned fish and noodles, that just, it traumatizes my mind. I can't.
Hello, Relebo Gile. When my husband and I first got married about 500 years ago, times were tough. So I would make pap. And then I would take wors and I would literally start off by cooking it in a pan, so in some water. And then you leave it to get done. And then you take a tiny bit of oil, because there wasn't lots of money for lots of oil, tiny bit of oil. And then you fry the wors in that oil. And then you take your wors out of the pan and you take your pap and you roll it in that same oily goodness fried pieces of wors. Oh my word. And yes. I've actually just decided that's what I'm having for supper. Just decided. Thank you.
Go for it. But your recipe's missing one crucial ingredient. Crucial, yeah, voroso. Where are the onions? So when you put that tiny bit of oil, I get now the meat juices are in there. You're supposed to put the onions, and then when they caramelize and get soft, and they also get brown and a little bit sticky, and then you dip your pap. You see now, I'm not a vors lover at all, but that I'm down for.
Interesting topic. You know, when you, with regards to the foods, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you, pilchards. In that, even when I see them on the shelf, I just want to puke. I ate them so much during my struggling days that now even the sight of them just makes me sick. Thank you for a great show.
Pilchard, what did pilchards ever do to you? I'm actually just reminded right now that I had a poverty meal this past week. Yo, I don't know if you guys ever did this. So you know when the white bread is still quite fresh, ne? Like you could just tear it quite easily with your fingers. and then you put December on the bread. But here's the trick. You need to tasa mayonnaise, ne? And my preference is Cross and Blackwell. Otasa Cross and Blackwell. Then you put December and it was smoked beef. You crunched them and that was my sandwich. Right? And I guess one can say it's not like that's what you're eating every day, but I will never let that go.
Hi, Rilogile. Hi to the listeners. And hi to the team. Poverty meal. 2 minute noodles. Never and never again will I suffer like that. Never. I'm done. Like, I'm not going back to the past. I've changed. I'm a new man. I can't even stand the smell of the noodles. Like, no, no way. It's chai, fam. I'm not going back there. I'm not a millionaire, but I'm not going back there. Never. And never again will I put myself through that. This is Chawa from Boston.
Yo, the way some of you are so traumatized by these meals. Never, never again. Never.
Hey, guys. Luke here from Yuxgay Park. Poverty meal. Well, growing up, I had a hang of a lot of sweet corn on toast. That was a pretty stable meal for lunch when I used to come home or on the weekends. Sometimes on occasion we'd get Gantz meatballs and spaghetti. It's not around anymore. It used to be absolutely wonderful, and if it was still around, I'd still eat it. But yeah, we used to have tinned meatballs and spaghetti by Gantz and a lot of sweet corn on toast.
I didn't know that people do sweet corn on toast. So I know it's in the tin. I've seen people do it in like a half of a gem squash. I've seen that. Sweet corn on, this is the first. So the cheese and banana is a new one. The sweet corn on toast is a new one. The flavors are not coming together. You guys are going to have to convince me. And I'm wondering, here's a question for everybody that is mentioning tinned foods. Do you have to cook your tinned foods? Or do you take them directly from the tin and eat them as is? So I don't eat any seafood. I can't relate to the pilchards or those of you that are tuna. Maybe tuna is not a poor man's fish. Or tinned food. But do you have to cook your tinned food? There was a time, I think they still are around, but when we were growing up, we used to love the spaghetti and tomato sauce tinned, and you would take it out and you could eat it literally straight from the tin. But if I'm having tinned beef, even if I'm having beans, I need to heat them up. I don't know. I know they're cooked. I know they're ready to eat, but something in my head says, you have to be doing that. Some of the WhatsApp messages that are coming through. One says, my poverty meal is rice and gravy. We're eating a lot of this at the moment. Yo, you and so many people. And listen, rice and gravy goes down. If the gravy was made from the leftover juices of chicken, like roast chicken or boiled chicken in a pot with some onion, or if the gravy was made from like tomato and onions, you are sorted. You are so sorted. Let's go to the lines. We have Trevor from Pretoria. Trevor, how's it?
Hi, Relebogile. I was just talking to the producer now. But we used to, when we were small, we used to make a poverty snack.
Mm.
We used to take lettuce leaves, and then we would put sugar on the inside of the lettuce leaf and then fold it up into like a little parcel. And then you would eat that as a snack.
What?
And so I still do it every so often when I'm making a salad. And I've tried getting my daughters convinced, but they don't seem to want to take to the idea. So,
I'm so confused. So you just put the sugar in as is, straight into leaf.
Yeah, you just sprinkle a bit of white sugar or any sugar inside the lettuce leaf, and then you fold it like a little parcel, and then you bite on it. It's got a nice crunch.
Oh, my gosh. I have never heard of this, Trevor, in my life. I'm being introduced to so many things. And you know why I think it kind of works as a poverty meal? Because you get the sugar rush way, because poverty meals are trying to just carry you through some really rough times.
The other one we used to do as well was used to say in the afternoons when there was nothing, we used to take ice blocks. And then we would sprinkle sugar on the ice blocks as well. And then we would have that as well. So that was quite a lot of fun.
My goodness, Trevor, you I just think you have a sweet tooth also.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you so much. Trevor in Pretoria. Let's go to Norman from Santon. Norman, how's it?
Hi, Rebogile, your white skin, you just bring back or just brought bad, bad memories.
Oh, no.
So, you know, when I heard you start the topic, I'm like, oh, Kofia, what are you talking about? Anyway, so my grandma used to make ndogo, like soft porridge.
Yes.
And then in the morning for us before we go to school. And then when you don't finish it, she would leave it and then put it somewhere in a stove or wherever. And then when you come back from school, she warms it up and then put sugar on top of it. And then you must finish it.
Mm.
And then the other thing that I hate with a passion is brown bread with red jam. I don't want to see it. I'm done. I even in my next, like if they were can manufacture red jam, like I will burn that factory. I'm done with red jam.
Wait, so let me ask: if the bread was white and the jam was apricot, would that be better?
The red jam. You know what? Like a funny part. I know your news is gonna start. A funny part. So there was this one day. His name was Anthony Morris. I used to go. The domestic worker made lunch for us, which the red jam story.
Yes.
And then then Anthony was asking me for bread. So now I lied to Anthony because we didn't get all the luxury. So I said to Anthony, "Now I've got cheese on my bread." So cheese was like the ish.
Mm.
So I ran to the sports field and I threw the bread over the fence. Because I was embarrassed.
Oh,
and
he's
asking me, so what is it, what you're doing? I says, no, it was cheese and bread. Like, hey, the domestic worker, every day is cheese. And I don't, you know what he did? He beat me up.
Oh, my gosh.
for the thinking that I threw the cheese sandwich over the, it wasn't. It was red jam.
Oh, my God. Norman, so let me ask, because with what you're saying, and I can understand all these terrible memories attached to them. So you're stuck in a desert, and all there is a slice of brown bread and red jam. Are you eating it?
I don't want it.
You'll rather die? Norman, thank you so much. I'm seeing more of your WhatsApp messages come through, as well as your voice notes, and I'm seeing your tweets as well of these poverty meals. Some are staying in your life and others are just absolutely going because we're disgusted. It's just after 1:30.
WhatsApp Relebogile on 072-702-1702.
25 minutes to 2 o'clock. We're talking about those poverty meals that you're holding on to, the ones you're getting ready to let go of. Maybe you've had to return to those poverty meals, and we've had a range of so many things, but I have to mention what Garabo Jali just shared with me. And he says that the poverty meal that they had growing up regularly, papa ka mesh potatoes. So starch on starch. And I'm like, I would have rather just stuck to pap and milk, if I'm honest with you. Give us a call, 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Puti on Twitter says, as you say, Maotwane, one was literally in my mouth. So they will not let go of chicken feet. Uncle Bay on Twitter says, we used to eat tin fish go boarding school a lot for obvious reasons, and it's still my favorite. I love it a lot. At the unique one says, with skopo, let me be specific, skopo sankolobe, as in pig's head, and namaya khoho le skopo sanku, as in the head of a sheep. And that meat is delicious. You go to certain parts of the world, I can promise you they are not what you call a poverty meal. They are actually a delicacy that you'll be spending a lot of money on in certain restaurants. This is Vaynand from Florida. 2 minute noodles is a quick meal you can cook up when you are tired after a long day. I don't really have a poor man's meal. Another one says, good afternoon, Lebogile. I used to eat bohobe ramabele, as in the sour porridge, with fried onions mixed with tomatoes, and then I'd put acha. Even today, I still enjoy it when I am broke. For me, it's all the meats, maotwana, mogodu, etc. They're still nice. The interesting part is that I cook them on an open fire like we used to do in the village. Hi, our poor man's dish we still eat at least once a week is spaghetti carbonara. That's from Patricia. And then my favorite poverty meals, uputu and milk or amasi, as in pap and milk or sour milk, a white bread and a very ripe banana. And the not so favorite meal, pap and amafuta, as in beef telau. Beef telau, is that like the cartilage? I'm assuming, is that maotwana? I'm guessing that's like the cow heels that are coming through. Some voice notes.
I don't know if this is considered a poverty meal, but for me, it's just about the struggle that my parents had when we moved to Pretoria. And they bought groceries once, and it was Dripex. Oh my word, I cannot stand Dripex chicken, like that brine, that I cannot. And that's what we used to eat, rice, a chicken, yeah, Dripex with Robertson spices, like the chicken spice. That was it. That's all we ate every single day, and I cannot eat that. But what's funny is even now I can't afford to buy beef in my house all the time. I can't buy red meat all the time in my house, so there's chicken all the time, and I feel bad because it's like repeating the cycle of that brine. At least it's not brine, it's fresh, but still, ish. Yeah, chicken.
Hi, afternoon. Speaking to Scarlo from Kempton Park. For me, a poor man's food, which even if I will get billions and billions, bona, papaya mobani, eggs, and acha. No doubt.
Good afternoon. Poor man's food that I don't want to eat at all. No matter how much can I be cash-strapped, I would not go to. It's this soup made of brown beans, the ones that look like sugar beans. I don't know whether they're sugar beans or what. Are these brown ones? Yo, Lebogile, at boarding school, we used to eat this day in and day out, 24/7. We used to eat that. I don't want that soup at all. I don't, even though I don't have much, but that's brown beans, I don't do.
It's Rishonolo. My poverty meal was papak amahi, pap and eggs with a 50-cent acha on top, just to add a little bit of chili. That was my poor man's meal, but I still enjoy it even today. Scrambled egg with pap still does it for me.
Oh, so many of you sharing your poor man's meals that remind you of varsity, boarding school. Chelsea buns have been mentioned, and another person to me saying, I feel so seen by everyone that we all can relate with these struggles of growing up and some of the things that they all used to eat. Someone says jam donuts, but it's interesting how some of you have kept those things. You still eat them no matter what. It's connected to something that's not negative, and others of you cannot stand that meal at all. But I can tell you for a fact, it does not matter how rich people get, there are certain things we will always come back to. Thank you for all your calls and your messages.